You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Here's a shift. Brimson pours through from the scrum. A killer blow. Brimson scores for the Titans and opens up a big lead once again.
Superstar AJ Brimson joining us on Sports Day. You there, AJ?
Yeah, boys, I'm here.
How are you? Were you asleep on the couch when we were trying to ring you, or you just trying to ghost our calls?
He's recovering.
I want to be dead honest. I was asleep, but it was in my bed. I had the aircon on. Bit of a recovery day today.
Nice
and then woke up to the phone call, and here I am.
Now, AJ, before we get on any rugby league talk, every other rugby league player's favourite pastime is golf. Now, one, do you play a lot of golf? What's your favourite course? What handicap are you claiming at the moment?
My favourite course is probably the Glades at Urbina. And a handicap, it's not good. It's somewhere around 25, 26.
Yeah, you're right. It isn't good. No, just kidding, mate. It's a hard game, AJ, and you're an athlete. They'll come down very quickly the more you play. When you retire, mate, that's when it comes down. It's Matty Rogers here, mate. Hope you're well. Hey, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the weekend's game. You're you've got the best view there at the back. You know, things seem to be going really well for those first 20 minutes, and then the wheels fell up. Could you put your finger on something there?
No, I actually had media throughout the week and they asked a similar question, and it's quite hard to actually put the finger on exactly what happened, but the best I can describe it is probably just that, literally, I think it's pretty obvious, that 10-minute period before halftime, and you know what it's like when a team gets momentum. It sounds silly, but it's actually so hard to turn, and they start running harder, the crowd starts cheering louder, and the 50-50 calls start going their way when you've got that momentum, because you're kind of earning it. And
yep.
I think I think if we go in 12-2, we can hold off those three tries in, I think, 8 minutes it was. I think we run away with it in the second half. But I think it's just a learning curve for a team that, you know, we're still building and we're still a little bit not as inexperienced, a little bit inexperienced. And I think we've just got to be tougher in those times when momentum's against us.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the case. Momentum does play a huge factor. I used to call it the big mo. When you've got it, it's like you can do no wrong, and it's just so elusive, though, to get it. How's the coach addressed it, AJ, and what has he said about, you know, this week in terms of getting it right? Because you're coming up against a side that doesn't often lose back-to-back games, and they were embarrassed last week. I guess, the Titans themselves will be pretty embarrassed by their second-half performance, or that period in the game of that performance. How do you turn that around? What have you worked on this week?
It's actually quite a similar story. I watched the Bulldogs in Melbourne game, and similar to what Bellamy said about, you know, effort areas we spoke about, the main problem was probably just those little things. As you know, as a footy player, your line speed, kick chase, effort from marker, things that, you know, requires no skill. So, and obviously just a lot of first up contact. That's probably why we were losing those playables, and what's gave them momentum. So our, you know, defense coach was pretty disappointed in us and let us know about it. And I think it's just a big focus on going back to simple and working really hard and winning our first up contact, and really, you know, not just catching and waiting for them, but going at them with our line speed and winning that defense, because, we were just on the back foot for about 60 minutes.
AJ, interested, you just said you watched the Bulldogs in Melbourne game, and it's funny when I hear interviews with NRL players where they say they don't watch a lot of rugby league. Now, I know that you love your rugby league. You're a sport rugby league tragic. Now, do you watch a lot of rugby league? And when you watch it, do you watch it from an objective view where you're trying to look at the opposition, or are you just, you're able just to sit back, relax, and watch it as a fan?
Yeah, no, I watch it as a pure fan. Sometimes I'll, you know, because I watch it, you know, with my brothers or my mates and that sort of stuff. So, you know, I'm kind of watching it, and we're all kind of, you know, saying, you know, whatever we think going to play, or whoever did something well or wrong, and we're all kind of putting our input, just like, you know, like we all just don't even play footy. So I kind of watch it as a fan, and then sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I mean, in that game, obviously, because I knew we were versus Melbourne the next week, I was kind of hoping they were going to start coming back in the second half there, because, you know, any team after a loss isn't as easy. So, but no, I can watch it as a pure fan, which is good.
Yeah, nice one, mate. Hey, there's been a couple of big changes for your side this year. Obviously, Semi Verrills and Foz coming in. Mate, how's the how have they fitted in? Obviously, week one, we all thought, wow, this is, you know, fantastic. Week two, things don't go quite to plan. Obviously, Verrills is out this week. But how's the overall sort of, morale in the squad about having, you know, a couple of real quality players come in?
Yeah, it kind of boosted through the roof, as you'd expect with quality players like that, and also in quality positions. You know, two new additions to our spine, I think, both coming from clubs that have had a fair bit of success. Both players have won a comp before and play finals footy on the regular. So I think when you get winners at your club, you start expecting to win. And I think the more you can get, the more winning becomes a habit. But obviously, massive loss with Verrills.
Yeah.
Not playing this week. But Chris Randall, I think we're lucky to have as well. He's a quality nine. And we kind of need that depth because, you know, we're already two games in and we've lost a fair chunk of players, which is unfortunate. But I think a lot of teams go through it, especially in the Storm.
Yeah, nice, mate. When you watch, you know, when you have the likes of those players come in, have you learned anything from those players that have come in that you can take away and go, well, I need to incorporate that into my training or my recovery or my playing?
I think, you know, all kind of footy is similar in terms of the way you play the game and that sort of stuff. I think probably just the standards those players expect at training, you know, like I said, coming from clubs like Manly and Roosters, and the players that they play with are all a lot of internationals and Origin players and experience and just kind of what they accept at training. And, just I think standards at training and what you accept goes a long way. You know, quality in sessions is pretty big. So probably just that.
Now, AJ, we've asked some of the listeners to text in, and we've got Brisbane Eel here. He gives you a little bit of a backhanded compliment because he's going to set you up for the knockout punch in the text message. He says, don't forget to tell AJ's on radio. Yeah, love this bloke. Even if he's a Queenslayer, can relate to him as the bloke next door. Wish him the best in life, career, and life in general. But then he sets you up for another one and says, can you ask AJ, while he's on, for my wife, is there a separate Dally M section for most rank haircut we've been made aware about? She wants to know what to do, the players, wives, partners. What do they say about these rank haircuts? So what's the story behind your...
this is unfair. He mightn't think this is a rank haircut. He might think it's like, you know, it might be trendy sets. You're just old.
Yeah, true. Now, yeah. Are you following a trend, AJ, or you're just putting yourself out there?
I don't think it's rank at all. I think I had a haircut before round one, which made it less rank. I mean, it was my mullet was getting quite long, heading toward Tino's length, so I thought that got a bit rank. And I'm happy to say play on that Tino's hair's rank, but me personally, I think I've just got a little mullet, a little bit of fun at the back. But I can understand how some older generations think it's a bit rank.
Oh, wow. We've got to go with the older generation.
They're boring, AJ. They're boring, mate. I'm with you.
Now, AJ, Dave Fifita, he looks lean. Now, I heard that when he came back from the World Cup, he was carrying some extra baggage, but he looks to have worked really hard since coming back from the World Cup.
Yeah, he has, and that's a massive credit to him. He came back, quite a bit overweight. I think that that buffet in Tongan camp got him 1-0. But definitely so far, but throughout the year, he's made a goal to, you know, be sober. He's on a massive diet where he's taking photos of every meal he has to our dietitian, and he's credit to him. He's really stuck to that, and he's lost, I think it's roughly 13 kilos or something like that. So I think, you know, when a player has that sort of dedication, they're in for a good year. So I'm happy for him, and I'm happy, you know, that he's a big player of our team and he's putting in that commitment. So, credit to him.
Yeah, good on him. Now, on the other side of the field, the loss of Beaufort Moore, who's a popular teammate, boy
big
from
loss.
Dalby, probably would have looked at playing Origin at some stage this year. You would have thought, how much did that hurt the squad just emotionally when you first heard that news?
Yeah, to be honest, we found out on the Wednesday of the week of round one at training, and without going into it, I reckon he was probably our best travel preseason.
Yep.
And one of our best players last year, and I think he was set for an Origin debut. He was scoring hat trick. I know it's a training, but he's just killing it. He was good in the trial against Redcliffe, and he's obviously a skillful try scorer, but he's a big part of our defensive line and our inside pressure and that sort of stuff. So he was massive, on the eve of round one. They kind of threw a massive spanner in the works. We're then flipping David to the left, bringing in Stimson into the starting lineup, but hadn't done too much time at back row. But I guess unfortunately that's the game we play. But it did put a bit of a damper in the works, to be honest.
Mate, obviously, seeing Kalen go down last week is not good for him and all the game, and it's really sad to see him struggling with some head knocks at the moment. But there might be an opening at the back come State of Origin time at fullback, mate. Are you prepared to get out there and take the New South Wales Blues down again, mate?
Oh yeah, obviously, if that was an option this year, I'd take it with both hands. Yeah, I love playing Origin, and I think I'm as comfortable as I've ever been back there after a year at six. But hopefully, as a mate of Kalen's, he can get back out there and play Origin. I thought he was probably unlucky not to get the Wally Lewis medal last year. And then obviously I was very impressed with another mate of Reece Walsh's game the other night. So he's another good healthy competition there. But I'd love to get back in the arena.
Yeah, hey, we are certainly blessed with fullback talent at up in Queensland, aren't we?
Yeah, there's a very good wave of, and I know New South Wales fans don't like to hear this, there's another wave of sort of 18 to 23, 24-year-olds, which AG's part of, that are really coming through.
I'll be having nightmares down in New South Wales.
Now, we're going to put you under the Sports Day blowtorch before you go. Just a few questions, and you can give us your answer and reason why. If you could be any other teammate, AJ, for 1 week, who would it be and why?
I'd probably be Phil Sammy.
Why's that?
He's one of my best mates, but he's got a missus and two kids, and his kids are cute, but his missus does everything. She mows the lawns when she's pregnant. She cleans the house.
Wow.
He just sits down there and plays. He plays the game. Mate, honestly, when he was moving out of his last house, she was mowing the lawns to get it right, for the rental company. I was like, why are you doing it? She's about 6 months pregnant. And she said, I want it done right,
Oh,
wow. Who walked the dog while she did the lawn?
I do see him out on the golf course quite a bit out of the glades too.
Wow.
He gets out there a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that is great. Okay.
Exactly.
We've asked other Gold Coast Titans players when we've had them on, who's the coach's pet? And they always say AJ. But who does AJ Brimson view as the coach's pet?
Probably Sam McIntyre. He's just one of those. I mean, look, I could see how people could say me just because Justin and I have a good relationship. But, Sam McIntyre's the one who's there at 5 a.m. just so the coach sees him there at 5 a.m. He's not actually doing much at the club. Sam McIntyre.
Okay. Who's the first to leave on Mad Monday?
Oh, firstly on Mad Monday, there's a few. There's a few in the crew that don't put in the best performances, but probably Jamin Jolliffe, Sam McIntyre again. Toby Sexton was horrendous last year. He didn't do a good effort. So unfortunately, there's a few.
Last one. On the back of who's the first to go home for Mad Monday, on the flip side, who's the best tourist? So if you go away for a few days, who's the one that can just go for days?
Let's see. Philip Sammy he's a good tourist. He can rip in. Aaron Booth and the young boy in coming through the ranks, Tom Weaver.
Yeah, young halfback.
He's my up and comer. One player to watch. I love that. I like. He's a good footballer.
He's a good little player, and he's a legend bloke off the field. So, we always have a good time with him at team events, that sort of stuff. So I'll give him a little compliment there.
Good stuff. Now, we just got a text message through from two listeners, 465 and Daniel from Prairie Wood. They're both asking the same question here. AJ, before we let you go, what's your favourite position, one or six?
One.
One. Yeah. Nice. You play like a one.
Did you want to answer that or this one?
Yeah.
No, that's good. It. That's good. Yep. And mate, we love watching you play, AJ. You're having a it's great to see you back at the one and in that free roving role where you can just pop up anywhere. It's fantastic, mate. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Hey, Saturday afternoon, Seabus, big game for not only the Titans but the Melbourne Storm. Both need to bounce back. AJ Brimson, always a pleasure to talk to you. Great character and love having you on Sports Day. Thanks for joining us, taking time out.
Nah, thanks, guys. I always have some fun on air, so I appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Cheers, AJ mate. Brimson, this is Sports Day, Sats and the Rat.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.